breaking records in the city where I live. Hey everybody, welcome to Breaking Records. I'm your host, Kelly K. Fresh Frazier, and the guest for this episode is Lena, the multifaceted vocalist of the Moldova-based metal band Infected Rain. The band recently released their fourth studio album, Endorphin, via Napalm Records, along with a stunning video for their single, Black Gold. Discovering her love for metal as a teenager, music has always been a passion for Lena. Lena shared with us her creative process and the personal nature of her writing and performing of music, along with her childhood and how she caught the music bug. She also talked about how Infected Rain got started and the various dynamics and aesthetics of the band, along with her other personal passions of hers. So without further ado, let's talk to Lena, the lead vocalist of Infected Rain. You know, talk about the album. What was sort of the mind state of you and the band going into writing and recording this album? You know, what did you want to accomplish?
Well, we started recording this album a little bit before we signed with the label, actually. We were already in the middle of recording when we decided to actually sign and go for it. So the two things are not really that connected. But just like the previous albums we had, whenever we are ready to go into the record studio and actually record, sit down and record our new material, we don't really have specific goals or expectations. We just, you know, we just share what we created for the past year or two, depending on when the last album was released, right? So it happened pretty similar with Endorphin as well. I'm the one writing the lyrics for the band, so from my perspective, it was sharing my state of mind for the past year or two and sharing my experiences, because this is what I tend to write about things that surround me and things I'm going through, or people I meet, or things that I get sensitive about, or that I think people should try to concentrate more on, including myself, right? So it's been a pretty interesting past 2 years for me, emotionally, in my personal life, and in general for me as a person. I changed many things in my lifestyle, so I wrote a lot about that, if we are talking about like the themes that I brought up. So that's why we have songs like The Earth Mantra, which is a theme that I never really touched before, you know, and things like that. So it's just an album full of emotions, and an album that is very, it describes a lot,
right,
what we are and where we are at the moment, basically.
You know, what were some of the things that you changed in your life over the past couple of years?
Well, for instance, I tried to be a better version of myself, for myself and the environment. I am vegan for like past 4 years. Like, I started eating vegan, and then little by little, it became my lifestyle. And for the past 2 years, especially, I am paying a lot of attention to the environment and the planet. So that changed a lot. It's something that I never even thought about before, and I think a lot of people still don't. But it's getting pretty obvious every day that our planet is dying and our home is literally needs help, So that changed a lot. A lot changed in my personal life as well. I went through a lot of ups and downs, and with my family and my loved ones, I had to go through some emotions that I never knew before. So that's pretty much what made me revalue some of the things in my life. So I decided to write about it.
How do you go about sort of touching on these emotions that you're having? Do you ever feel like you can't get to a certain place that you want to and sort of, find that emotion that you want to put on, put in a song? Is there ever just, you ever just have like a problem or just an obstacle with trying to put it into words?
Not really. I wouldn't say that's ever a problem. I can say that sometimes I'm not fully satisfied with what I'm delivering in terms of I have to like make sure that what I write about delivers exactly what I'm trying to say, right? And that is more of a I don't know, me trying being very, I don't know, I don't know what's the correct word to use it here, but I criticize myself a lot and what I do. So I'm not like a perfectionist, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, I want to make sure that I deliver exactly what I want to say. So that is the only thing I, sometimes have to deal with. But other than that, not really, because I write all the time, no matter what. So I'm not really rushed when I have to record. I'm not really in that mood and being like, oh, what, now I have to write. It's never like that. I've been writing poems since I was 14, so it was always kind of my habit. It became my therapy, and I just put in words whatever I'm going through or whatever, I want to talk about, and then I just come back to it. I have physical notebooks that I like to just grab the pen and actually write it down in old school, old-fashioned way. So yeah, I just go back into those lyrics. I don't know, I can go back into them after a few days, after a few weeks, or even sometimes I leave it there and I just go back into it later on. Some of them never become l really lyrics of the songs, but the stronger ones, the ones that I still believe that should be heard, they do.
Is there a difference in your emotion between writing these lyrics and performing the lyrics?
Not a very big difference. The only difference is physical, because when I actually get to scream it out loud in front of a lot of people, and when I get the feedback right away, then it's like all goosebumps and tears, and like it's a physical difference only. But the feeling I'm having when I'm writing it and when I am singing it live, it's the same.
You said that writing these songs, writing these lyrics are a bit of a, are therapeutic for you.
Oh, definitely, definitely, yes.
How do you feel after you get some stuff down on the paper or you just scream these lyrics in the studio and recording it? What sort of feelings come over you?
Different ones, actually. I go through all kinds of shades of feelings, to be honest. I could, sometimes I need a moment because I get so emotional that I can't continue recording even, because the stuff I write about is very, very personal most of the times, and so I need like a second, right? Or and when but it's relieving because I get to scream it out loud. I get to get it out of my system, get it out of my body, you know what I mean? And so it's very relieving, especially on the stage. I feel like every time after we're done with a show, I feel like a big, big rock, like it's just gone from my back or from my, I don't know, from my chest. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling because, you know, I'm very addicted to the stage because of this reason, because this amazing feeling of relief after I scream it out loud, all these emotions and everything I want to say or everything I've been through, or, you know, I don't have really other addictions, you know, so this is like my drug. I need it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. When you're on that stage, you know, what do you hope that your crowd, your audience gets out of your performance?
I just want them to feel the moment and to just leave it actually, and stay home and watch it from the couch, or, you know, be too drunk to even remember what songs we even performed. That's the only expectation I have. Other than that, no expectations, no, like, all, if people really are there physically and mentally, they will feel what I want to say, and they will feel what we want to give through our music, you know? So, this is it. I don't have really big expectations from the crowds ever. I try to be in that state of mind, also because I don't want anybody to have any kind of expectations from us as a band, besides, you know, doing well what we are here to do. But that's actually why I wrote Passerby, because all these expectations that people just constantly expect from each other in everyday life, at work, in the family, in relationships, on the stage, whatever, that is the reason why people very often are unhappy, because the expectations very often are too high. And people do that subconsciously. They don't do that on purpose.
Right.
But when you stop having all those expectations, you actually get to enjoy everything you are experiencing. So that's my theory.
When did you learn that? When did you sort of realize that having expectations can come with a lot of disappointment?
Probably for the past 3 or 4 years in my life. Yeah, I started noticing that more and more. Yeah. Stronger the past 2 years again, like pretty much the past 2 years, yes.
Even though you say that you don't have any expectations for your crowd, you know, what are some things that you like that happen? What are some of like the things that you experience from the crowd that really thrills you?
Most of the like the strongest things are when people sing louder than you and they know the words, and people are actually, as I said, there, you can see their eyes, they are locked into you and they can feel you and they can see you really, and not being on their phone or, you know, talking to other people while you're performing. That's the best. I think that's the really amazing, because I like eye contact a lot, and I do that on the stage with the crowd a lot. Very often you will see me even actually going in the crowd and like touching people and just connect. That's the best. That is the best for sure.
You know, as a band and also as a, you know, a vocalist yourself, you know, how do you feel like you and the band stand out?
I think that we stand out only for those people who, I will get back into that, for those people that have no expectations and they actually are shocked to see, you know, a bunch of guys, simple, super simple guys from Eastern Europe, working so hard and wanting to share their art so hard. That is why I think our band is unique. But that's pretty much it, because there are so many super talented bands, and you will never hear me say that I think we stand out because our music is better, or I think we stand out because, you know, we have a girl singing, or I think we stand out because I don't know. Right. Whatever the reason, I don't think those are good reasons enough, because nowadays there are so many outstanding musicians, outstanding bands. Yeah. I listen to a bunch of music, so I know that myself. But I think that when not even a fan, but just a random listener gets across our band and finds out where we come from and what we're doing and what we are delivering, that is why we, you know, are a little bit more unique, probably.
Do you think you stand out, or maybe not even stand out, like the people who are drawn towards your band get a understand the sort of authenticity of your band? You know, what is it that you feel like you're bringing out to those people that tend to, latch onto your music and like it?
Well, it all depends. If we're talking about just listening to it, it's emotions. It's just emotions people can relate to. Because as I said, I write only about my own life experience, but I'm a human being, and very, very often what I go through, other people have been there and they relate to that so much. I get a lot of letters and messages about it, and I get a lot of people coming after the show and telling me about it. So, but if we are talking about live performance, then I know for sure, because I've been told that a lot, that people are very amazed about how simple human beings we are and how much we really want to connect with them. And we are always there, and we always try to respond to their messages, and we are always try to, you know, like, I never said no to anybody that asked me for a picture, for example, which is super funny. I actually never did. And little things like that, you know. And I am right now, that's what I think, based on what people tell me. It's not that I think that because this is my opinion that I created myself. It's what people say. And I think everybody are like that, but apparently not like other musicians. So I don't know what to tell you. I think this is what brings people to our shows. They are super excited to meet us and to actually be so close and in contact, and they relate a lot to what we deliver.
You know, what was your personal feeling when you started, you know, when this band started to get those reactions from your fans, where they wanted to take pictures with you and tell you how your music affected them? You know, how did that feel to you personally?
Well, it is also part of the therapeutic idea that I mentioned earlier. It feels very relieving that I can actually help other people. It's really awesome, because when you can actually make somebody happy, even with small little things, it's very relieving and it's satisfying, right? I'm a giver since I was a small kid. I always wanted to make people happy. I'm the oldest sister in the family, so I had to take care of my smaller sisters, and I always wanted to, you know, satisfy my parents and be a good sister, and that continuously was with me during my whole life. And so, yeah, that feeling is still there, and I love it. I love that I can help people out. I love that I can actually look a stranger in the eyes and feel that he was touched by our songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. You, it's such an intense and amazing feeling that it makes you even feel so good that I could say that if I die tomorrow, I know that I helped somebody. It's so relieving. I know that I was not here in vain. Right. It's very strong. It's a very strong feeling.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. What kind of a kid were you growing up? You know, what was your childhood like? And when did you sort of get that music bug where you wanted to be a musician and write songs?
This is a super super a long story to say. I don't know. I grew up in a very poor family with a lot of family problems and family issues. So I'll just put it like that. But I never thought I'm gonna be a musician. My both parents were dancers, so they were kind of in the music artistic genre as well. But I never thought I'm gonna be a musician. I was never a musician before Infected Rain, and I never sang in a different band before Infected Rain. So it was a surprise to me that I can even sing when I was asked to. So that's pretty much what I can tell you about it, like in a few words.
How did you realize that you could sing?
Well, I was always around musicians. I had a lot of friends that were musicians, and I would like go to shows and rehearsals. And one time I was just invited in this like little small project where our guitar player Vidic was, and our ex-DJ. We used to have a DJ in the beginning of Infected Rain career, and they just created this small little band, fooling around doing covers, and they asked me to try to sing a few covers. And I was game, I was into it, I liked it. And the DJ was actually the one saying, "Hey, I really think you should go see a teacher because you need somebody to tell you how to use that voice because it's really cool." And I thought that was the best compliment I ever had in my life because I didn't know what I'm doing at all.
Right.
And I was very inspired, so I did. I went to a vocal teacher, and then with the band started getting a little bit more serious. They got another guitar player, then a bass player, then a drummer, and then, I just used some of the lyrics I had before to like actually put to a music. To a melody that they were writing, and it just developed from there until on August 3rd of 2008 we had our first show, and I stepped on the stage for the first time and I said, "Yep, I want to do this forever." And I'm trying my best to do that forever.
What was that feeling when you were on stage back then that really made you feel like you wanted to do it?
That exact feeling that I still have till these days, and that I mentioned before, it was very relieving to, very therapeutic and very relieving to actually sing, feel, deliver. Super, super awesome feeling. Amazing. I still have it at every show.
Infected Rain's been around for over a decade now. When you look back to those early years, what are some of your favorite things that stick out when that band was just forming and you're trying to find yourselves?
I think that the best answer for that right now is that I'm super proud that we never gave up. We come from a poor country, a country with no possibilities, especially for artists or musicians of any kind. And we never gave up. We used to need to visas to go even to our neighbor countries like Romania and so on, Bulgaria. And it was so difficult to get a visa. Nobody would like give you credit or take you serious. And we invested a lot of money and time in it, and we never gave up. We had car accidents, really big ones that like would question your dedication to music, actually. And we never gave up. We just always were, we were like, "This is fun, we're gonna do it. This is fun." In the beginning, it was like more, "Let's try to do it for fun," and then little by little, it took over our everyday job because we couldn't just tour and keep a job anymore. So, yeah, it is the amazing, fun job we have now.
What really kind of held the band together back then when you're coming from this poor country and at any time you could just say screw it and quit, but what really held the band together to, wade through those heavy waters, to really come out on the other side?
I think we all shared this amazing feeling of this is a cool way to live your life by traveling and sharing your art, first of all, and second, this is an amazing therapy. Everybody in the band considers it that way, and we all love it. And we, you know, it's the dream job, you know, when you can actually travel, share your art, and eventually even, you know, make a living, actually pay your bills through that. It's amazing. And we only can do that thanks to our fans that believe in us from the beginning, you know.
Do you ever think about what would have happened if this band never happened? What you'd be doing right now?
Well, yes. I mean, I was a hair and makeup artist long, long before the band, since I was 16, kind of.
Okay.
And I always loved it so much. And I think I would continue doing that. And then when I was 19, I started modeling as well. So the beauty industry was always something that fascinated me a lot, and especially like in my own alternative way. And I was doing very, very good working with photographers for TV channels and in this beauty salon that I was working. So I think I would just continue that path, and I would have been in that industry. And I love it till this day. That's why I'm using it a lot in our music videos, and I continue with my photo shoots and everything.
Right. Yeah, you definitely have a unique look. You know, what's sort of your inspirations behind the look that you have, the image that you have for yourself?
I don't think I have a look or a image. At least that's what these are my thoughts. I just like to feel comfortable with what I'm wearing and feel comfortable with the looks I am carrying, you know, or delivering or whatever, if I'm talking about photo shoots. And that's it. I like to be creative. I like to be colorful, and I'm not afraid to put that on me. That's it. That's pretty much it.
How do you feel like the visuals, you know, the videos, you know, the photo shoots, you know, how you guys look on stage sort of adds to the mystique in the whole just sort of look of the band, you know, the whole package of the band?
It is important because especially nowadays, most of people live out of only internet, YouTube videos, and watching something pleasant is way better than just watching something, right?
Right.
So when you like the song a lot and you also like what you see, so now it's not just the what you hear, is what you see as well, then it's a double combo, right? So
right.
I think it's very important to make sure that what you deliver through the image is deep and important or connected to what you deliver through what people hear. Definitely.
Right. When, you know, when you're touring with the band, when Infected Rain's going on these tours, and it looks like you're going to be touring a lot coming up, you know, how do you sort of, you know, stay healthy when on the road? You know, how do you sort of deal with the mental pressures of being on the road?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've been touring nonstop for the past 5-6 years. We do full spring and autumn tours, and then the summer touring. Now hopefully our touring is going to be on a different level because we are hoping to include United States as well. So we're working on that. I'm very excited. I think we're going to do great because we are used to working hard. We definitely are. Me personally, I have a specific ritual that helps me a lot on tour, and I try my best to disconnect a lot from the reality while traveling by reading books or watching something. And I also like to warm up physically. Either it's like just a stretching or yoga before every single show, and do my vocal warm-ups before every single show. So basically I dedicate 2 hours every day before every show to myself. in order to be ready for what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I try my best. Like, I'm not a party animal, so I never like stay too late. I try my best to have a more healthier lifestyle. So I watch what I'm eating and I try to sleep a little bit more, especially while touring, which is a very big luxury, the sleep.
Right.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. That's it.
You know, what is a, you know, Infected Rain show like? You know, if anybody has never seen the band before, you know, how would you describe it?
I would describe it a very intense experience. I think it is. I mean, I would give it all to watch an Infected Rain show, but I can't because I'm actually on the stage, right? So
right.
I think it's a very intense experience. It's, I mean, I heard that from people that don't even listen to metal, and they were just brought by friends or whatever, you know, they're like, I don't even listen to metal. This was incredible. So that is the best compliment for sure.
I know. You said that, you know, even if you weren't doing this band, you'd probably do something in the beauty industry. But like outside of this band, is there any goals that you have in the future? Things that you would like to be more involved in?
Oh yeah, there's so much. I try to always do something and be creative in a way or another. So I do have a lot of projects that I carry for years, and it's just like, either not the right time or we need more funds for this or something. But for example, we are coming out for the first time. We're working on creating a lyric book. I feel like a lot of people really, really connect with my lyrics, and they really want some hidden, like explanation for them, some hidden messages in my lyrics. And I will do that. I'm working on that right now. In the future, I want to do photo books. I want to actually also write a book, maybe not writing it myself, but in collaboration with somebody, about my past and what I come from and what I had to go through. Like, I feel like a lot of people will understand me better when they know more about my past and my experiences. They're all connected to what I write about, obviously. So I really want to do all that. So I'm interested in that as well.
Nice. And what are some things that you do just for fun, you know, just to sort of decompress? Do you have any fun hobbies?
I have many things, but they are pretty basic. They are pretty easy. And I think a lot of people like that, actually.
Right.
I love being in the nature, for example. I love hiking and doing all sorts of like outdoors activities. Love that. Nature is like my reset button. I love reading a lot. I love watching movies a lot, just as much as I like listening to music, to be honest. I do like the company of a good friend, and you know, I'm just a human being. So the things I like to do for fun or for relaxing are very, very easy and very basic, actually.
Right. For, you know, for anybody listening to this interview that, you know, what sort of a nugget of knowledge from your life or career that anybody listening to this interview, doesn't matter what sort of avenue of artistry that they're coming from, could sort of project into their own life?
I don't know. I think that what would be the strongest one would be that I really I want and would like people to be a little bit more awake. So I'm hoping that through my interviews and through my music and through everything I do, photography, everything I do, I hope I can deliver that, and I can make people like actually see things, you know?
Right.
And because unfortunately, like, people just sleep through their lives. They are not aware of their surroundings anymore. And that's very sad, you know, and I would like people to be a little bit more awake. So when people are more awake, they become a little bit more sensitive about their surroundings and about the people and about everything, you know, the life, about themselves even.
Right.
Like, you know, I had to go through a lot of painful stuff in order to be more awake about myself, because I tended to be pretty awake about my surroundings and the people around me, but never about myself, which is why I would get burned very often, you know.
Yeah.
So this is a lesson I'm learning right now myself. So yeah, just, you know, everybody try to be a little bit more awake, because you only live once. So enjoy what you're going through and enjoy who you have around you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's been great talking with you. The new Infected Rain album, Endorphin, is out on October 18th via Napalm
Correct.
Records. Before we get out of here, where can people go online to get more information about you and Infected Rain?
Everywhere, literally. Literally everywhere. But I think this, the best source of information is our website, infectedrain.com.
So that was my interview with Lana from the metal band Infected Rain. Information and links to where you can stream and purchase Endorphin, along with following the band, will be in the show notes for this episode at freshesthepodcast.com. And before we get out of here, I just want to remind you how you can support the podcast. If you go to freshesthepodcast.com and click on the Support the Podcast link, there's a whole slew of ways that you could support the podcast. You can donate via PayPal. I'm also on Patreon at patreon.com/freshestheword. And for as little as $1 a month, you can help out all my podcasts that I do, which include Fresh is the Word, Breaking Records, and Renaissance Soul. And then there's easy ways, really easy ways, without, you know, spending any money, that you can support the podcast. You know, share the podcast, share any of the posts at freshthepodcast.com on your social media. If you see one of my posts, comment on it, like it, share it, you know, whatever. Just make some sort of movement, get them algorithms dancing. And then also you can rate and review any of the podcasts on, you know, Apple Podcast or any of the other streaming platforms that you're listening to it on. And all that will help out with getting this podcast going. Breaking Records is still fairly new since I broke it away from Fresh as the Word. So, you know, I kind of have to build up the audience for this one specifically, because this is a music-specific podcast. So, you know, thanks again. Like I said, just go to freshthepodcast.com and, you know, check out everything that's on the site. I'm going to be adding more non-podcast content on there, maybe some videos in the future. And just support the podcast if you can, you know, spread the word. And thank you for listening once again. Goodbye and good night. Breaking records in the city where I live.